Today we are turning our attention on the Scottish Parliament and Social Security Scotland, but we're going to hear a bit about an advocacy group called Voiceability. We'll find out what the connection is, why they're there, and how they can help people in Scotland. Andrew Craigie is with us. So tell us first of all about Voiceability. What is it?
Voiceability is a charity with over 40 years experience of delivering advocacy services throughout the UK. Advocacy is about enabling people who may require help in speaking for themselves, particularly when participating in decisions that affect them. An advocate can help you understand what options are available and offer support on what to do next. It's about listening to you, helping you make the right choices, helping you if you have a problem or feel that you're not being listened to. I guess it's ultimately about ensuring your voice is being heard. And what we don't do as an advocate is we don't counsel people, we don't offer legal advice, we don't make decisions for you or tell you what to do in any situation.
What's the connection then with Voiceability and the Scottish Government?
The connection with the Scottish Government, I guess, goes back to the Scotland Act of 2016. That particular act gave Scotland new powers relating to social security, including responsibility over certain benefits. And within that act, there was the right to independent advocacy. And the Scottish Government has commissioned us, Voiceability, for people living in Scotland who may require an advocate's help to engage effectively with the process of accessing social security benefits due to their support needs or disability. What we can do as advocates is we can help clients complete the complex paperwork and application forms that inevitably come when applying for benefits. And I should point out that we are entirely independent from the government and Social Security Scotland.
Can they come to you if they thought, well, I wonder if I'm entitled to this, how do I go about finding out? And again, when you think about perhaps DWP, you know, looking for information or making applications, some people can be perhaps put off by the sort of perceived complexity of going through the application and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. What I would say is, if you or perhaps someone you know believes they may be entitled to a disability benefit, then we can support you or that person through the process. They simply just need to make contact with us. I think it's also worth pointing out that if for any reason we are not in a position to help you, we've got many, many contacts and we will certainly be in a position to signpost you to the best person who can help you.
So in terms of the staff who are there to help, but what kind of training do they go through?
So all staff go through a very intensive three-week training course. Ultimately, all the staff qualify in the Level 2 award in independent advocacy.
Is there a requirement also then for a knowledge of the benefits which Social Security Scotland have? You're giving sort of advice and support. So is there an in-depth knowledge there as well, which I would imagine has to be updated regularly as things change?
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. That there has to be a good theoretical sound understanding of the current benefits that are being administered in Scotland for sure. So part of that three-week training course we go through is directly related to a sound understanding of the social security benefits system in Scotland.
So if we were to give an example then, Andrew, someone came to you and said, I am on PIP, personal independence payment, at the moment DWP, that's being taken over by the Scottish Government. I'm not sure, is it the same? Do I have to make an application? How easy is it to do? Is that questions you can answer and help with?
Yes, so PIP, personal independence payment, is being replaced by adult disability payment in Scotland, and it's being rolled out throughout 2022. So PIP has been replaced by adult disability payment in Perth and Kinross, Dundee and the Western Isles. And at the end of August, it will be rolled out Scotland-wide. If you are in Scotland and you feel that you may wish advocacy support to make an application for a disability benefit such as adult disability payment or perhaps child disability payment on behalf of the child, then you would be you would meet the criteria for advocacy support.
Is this just for that initial look and application, or can Voiceability help with, say, an appeals process?
No, that's a good question. A large part of our remit is to, you know, provide advocacy support to the client through their application journey. But yes, we can, at Voiceability, we can provide support with regards to appeals, tribunals, change of circumstances, appointee queries. So if you are in receipt of adult disability payment and there may be some sort of issue you may require some support with, it could be change of circumstances, as I said, or appointee queries, then you can certainly come to us and we can provide advocacy support if you wish.
Is the service running at the moment, Andrew?
Yes, it is. Voiceability, I've got advocates based throughout the whole of Scotland now, ready to engage with people who may require support to access benefits from Social Security Scotland. We can provide remote advocacy if required. We can provide face-to-face advocacy if required. So we're quite content and happy to go out and meet people in their communities. That could be the front living room, Alan, or it could be the local community hall.
Well, the all-important question, Andrew, then, if people want to find out more about Voiceability or want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
So people can get more information about Voiceability from our website, which is www.voiceability.org, or simply give us a ring on free phone 0300 303 1660.
And let's hope people do get in touch and take advantage of the free Voiceability advocacy service. Andrew, thank you for telling us all about it. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Al.